Welcome to the National Federation of the Blind's 2025 Senior Retreat, a time for empowerment, connection and growth. A special thanks to Janie Degenshain, Zoom administrator, and her team for a seamless retreat. Your dedication makes this event possible. Thank you for joining us on this journey.
Lunch, lunch, it's time for lunch. Lunch, it's time to munch, crunch, eat a bunch. It's time for lunch, not brunch.
I'm starving.
Lunch, lunch, it's time for lunch. Lunch, it's time to munch, crunch, eat a bunch. It's time for lunch, not brunch.
Eat some cheese, peas, broccolis, hey. Greens, beans, tangerines, oh. Jerky, turkey, stop your worky. Stop. Lemon, lo mein, and lima beans. Chicken fajita, hummus and pita, ravioli, guacamole.
What else?
Homemade cupcake, milkshake, earthquake. It's time to take a break for lunch.
Okay, thank you for a most interesting hour. All the things we put out fires and everything.
Yeah. that's a...
Okay. So pay attention. The Daily Connection is coming. Echo, volume 8. Echo, play the Daily Connection.
Today's question is, which word connects? Sugar. Bread and bear. Again, which word connects?
Echo, stop.
Remember to come.
Echo, stop. All right, so it's sugar, bread, and bear, which is B-E-A-R. I know.
So I know the answer already. It popped into my head, but I'm not going to say it because I want people to think.
Does anyone else know?
Sugar, what are the words?
Sugar, bread, and bear.
Or I think I know the
answer. That's the easy one.
Wait, who?
That was
who,
Joe?
It was Joe.
Yeah.
Hold on.
It's the easy one.
What's the answer?
Oh.
Brown.
Brown is correct. That's what I said.
What I thought.
And that's what I would have thought too.
But you know what? I also thought of black.
Yep.
And
black sugar?
You don't really call it black sugar though.
I guess
brown.
That's true.
Where do you get your sugar, Judy Sanders?
Yeah, really?
white sugar.
That's kind of scary.
Yeah, white sugar, white bear.
White bear bread. And white bread.
Yeah, it could be white too. There you go.
A polar bear.
I'm going to go with brown.
We don't really call it.
Are you ready? I'm going to try it.
I think it's brown because you don't really call it white bear, even though it's white.
Play the Daily Connection.
Today's question is
I did.
Bread. Echo, brown.
Is brown your final answer?
Yes.
Brown is that.
Yay! We're right.
That's brown sugar, brown bread, and brown bear.
There you go.
I would have said honey.
81% of sugar, but you can't honey sugar. There's no such thing. Honey bread works for those two, but not really
Echo.
Honey sugar.
Stop.
Honey bear.
Yeah.
Be sweet.
Okay. So now
it has to be set together.
Mm-hmm. What? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. What? This
now, is Sandy, and whatever will you do next week, Judy, when you don't have so much help?
She could probably get these by herself.
Are you two talking just to you two, or are we supposed to be listening to you?
Whichever way you want.
I said who was going to help you next week, because we will all be doing different things.
I know. Could we set a time?
Oh, my goodness.
I listened at midnight last night, and I thought brown, but I said I'm not going to do it. Because it could be wrong, and I want to see if you. I thought I would. I'm going to let you do it tomorrow too.
Oh, good.
Even if I know.
All right.
That is, even if I think I know. And I hope I don't know, because I do want to take advantage of all of you. Because I don't know what I'll do.
Does anybody need to leave and go get a lunch, or are people staying?
Oh, you know, that's a thought. My friend is in the other room. She's doing some work for herself, and we ordered a pizza, and I ate one slice, but I'm going to see if she finished it.
Good.
I'll be back, though.
Okay. I was going to run down and get my computer, and I'll come right back up because I wanted to read. I think it was it Joe that said, a journey of 1,000 steps begins with a single step, and that's the way to success, or something like that. Was that you, Joe?
Yeah, it's the journey, or a journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step, and so does the path to success.
Okay, so I'm going to go down. Remember yesterday I said something about Walt Emerson and the success poem?
It's on
I'm going to bring it up, and you can talk about me for a minute because I'm going to be out of the room. I'll be right back.
That's what they all say.
Thanks a lot, Joe. I always have your back. Now, come on.
She's a hoot.
For sure.
Yeah. Where are you from, Joe? This is Shelley.
Arizona.
Oh, that's right.
Outside of Phoenix.
Oh, okay.
City called Mesa.
Yeah, I've heard of Mesa.
And a lot of people call it Mesa.
Oh, yeah.
Is it MESA?
Right.
But, I hear these folks talking about sub-zero temperatures, and I just feel so spoiled.
Oh, yeah. What is your temperature there?
It's between 70 and 80.
Yeah, you dog. See? And we... South Carolina's more...
Now you know why I won't leave.
Exactly. Well, we're in South Carolina, but it's just... We've had a real cold snap. It was in the 20s last night, and... Might have gotten down to the teens, but it's been different. But then last week, I think it did get some warmer temperatures up in the close to 80. So it's been bouncing back and forth.
Well, Norfolk, Virginia got 10 inches of snow yesterday.
That's a hoot. Mm. Wow.
We're not used to it.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
This is Patty. And then though, Joe, I mean, I love summer. I'm a summer girl, but I don't think I would do well with 110. That's
hey, how about 118?
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
I was here the year it was 123.
Oh, dear.
There was a national
air conditioning comes in.
There was a national convention out there one of the years, and it got really hot. And my husband has guide dogs, and he said they really couldn't be outside too much especially in the daytime, right, because it just burned the paws. A lot of people got little shoes for their dogs, but frankly,
they don't like hunting
boots. Not to be out. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, most dogs don't care for them because they can't feel the ground.
Oh, there you go.
You know, it's like, hey, I can walk on carpet all right, but I don't want to be walking it with me.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to be carrying it around.
Right, exactly.
And they want to, you know, they want to bite on their feet and lick on them that kind of stuff.
Sure.
And they just, that's too disorienting. It's like one of us trying to wear earmuffs
all the time.
That are real, boy, that's a good choice.
You know, that really block the hearing out, or earplugs.
Sure. This is Sandy. You know,
it would quiet things down too much.
Yeah.
Or go ahead, Sandy. Like us walking around if you've ever had an ankle injury and you had to wear a boot.
Yeah.
Under that boot.
Mm-hmm.
But I also wanted to say to Shelley, I was at both of those Arizona national conventions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was just one year, there was a sandstorm, and that was just a miserable experience.
Yeah, I think Frank was there then. I think Frank was out there then. I don't remember. I
beat the heck out of hurricane.
I don't know. All that stinging sand and wind in your face and in your hair. Ugh.
Jennifer has a raised hand. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Yeah, I just had a question. What is hotter, New Orleans or Arizona?
Arizona is a dry heat, whereas New Orleans is a damp.
Real sweaty.
Very humid.
Real sweaty.
Yeah.
I was just wondering. Humid. I'm sorry. I was wondering from the people who attended the convention in New Orleans.
Mm. Well, that's just the 1 week. Mm-hmm. But I think in general, Arizona has more hot days than any place else. Last year, they had about 60 days that were over 110.
Oh, my. Yep. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I don't know for sure, but the last year for sure. Okay, I'm just going to be right back.
My defense against that is that I have thermal drapes on my windows and on my Arcadia doors. And so that blocks the heat and makes my AC work much more effectively.
Yeah.
This is Patty again.
Sure.
What are Arcadia doors?
Yeah, I was wondering that too.
Sliding glass doors.
Ah, okay.
Oh, that's not what we. Okay. Yeah.
And I
what
had.
What do you guys call them?
I call them sliding doors, but I like Arcadia. Yeah. I like Arcadia. That.
Yeah.
I had one more question. How many people on this line have not been to a national convention, and if so, any thoughts of going this year?
This is an
NFB convention, is what I mean, of course.
Yeah,
this is Sherry.
And don't want to go.
Sherry, hi, Sherry.
I don't think I could go, but I'd like to go one day. But my health, I don't think, would work it very well.
Exactly.
This is Patrice.
Yes.
I've never been to a national convention, and I am planning on attending the one in New Orleans.
All right.
There you go.
Very awesome.
And I'm looking forward to it.
Very good. You'll love it.
We'll come hunt you up.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Patrice, what state are you from?
The state of South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
She's in Newey. Newey. She's on our senior division board.
I'm working with Michelle this year on the state board.
There's senior division. Yeah.
Senior division. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't want to be on the state board right now. Anyway, that's a different story. That's a different story.
I have the poem for what is success. So at the end of this, I would love to talk about what your definition of success might be.
Ooh, cool.
What makes you feel successful or what? Okay, so here's this is by Ralph Waldo Emerson. I wish I could take credit for it. What is success by Ralph Waldo Emerson? It's on the meaning of living a successful life. Here we go. What is success? To laugh often and much. To win the respect of intelligent people and the affection of children. To earn the appreciation of honest critics and endure the betrayal of false friends. To appreciate beauty, to find the best in others, to leave the world a bit better, whether by a healthy child, a garden patch, or a redeemed social condition. To know even one life has breathed easier because you have lived. This is to have succeeded. I find that powerful. I have it in my kitchen. On the wall.
I love that.
So we can include that in the text notes if we'd like at the end. You know how we send the documents?
Yeah. Oh, I'd love to. Yeah.
So we can
that should be our
right?
Yeah.
Anybody want to talk about what they think success might be? I know a lot of people would think, you know, the more money you have, the happier you are. To me, that's, you know, you can be happy with one of the statements I used to put on my signature block was happiness isn't having what you want, but wanting what you already have. So you don't look for somebody else's stuff. You're content with what you have. And I think that's meaningful too. Anybody else have any other ideas like that?
Hey, Janie, there's a Jennifer that has her hand up.
Yeah, Jennifer. Come on, Jennifer. Thank you.
Yeah, she's using, it looks like she's using an iPhone or phone. So it's, I think it's, if I remember serves me correctly, it's star six.
Six is
yes,
me.
Yes, hi, this is Jennifer. Yeah. If my hand was up, I apologize.
No, don't worry.
We'll lower it for
no,
you.
No, this is an open hour. We're just all talking.
Yeah, you can just say your name and talk. This is a gentle chat. Anybody want to talk about what they think is success? Don't all jump at once.
This is Joe.
Yes, honey.
For me, in these days, success is being comfortably retired.
Ah, good.
Doing what I want to do, when I want to do it, if I want to do it, as I want to do it, and when I want
to
do it.
You want me to put it on headphones?
Good.
This is Eureka.
Yes, Eureka. Go ahead, honey.
I think success, well, to me anyway, is trying things that I didn't think that I would be able to do. And, you know, you know, being able to accomplish them.
Good.
Yeah.
Very good. And putting yourself out there, right? Putting yourself out there, like this week, trying to talk to people you never met before and bonding with people and trying to help each other. That's pretty successful.
Yes, it is.
This is Patrice.
Yes, honey, go ahead.
I would say success to me is knowing that I have failed, but having the courage to get back up.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Good one. You can't always be successful in everything, but the fact that you have perseverance and get back up and do something.
That's right.
That's important. Yeah, we all have times when we do that. Many times.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. Anyone else?
Jane, this is Mary Jo.
Yeah, Mary Jo.
I did not... The things that they said in what you read were not things that I thought about, and I guess I should have thought that way. But, you know, my ideas for success was, you know, being able to hold a job, being able to make decent amount of money, mm-hmm. you know, having they were probably the wrong things when, you know, according to what you read.
Well, it's not wrong. I mean, that most people think successful. Oh, that man's successful. He's a businessman. He's making 500 million, whatever it is. And that's true. They're successful. But are they successful in other areas of their life? Yes, they're successful in finance. That's good because you can live a good life with a lot of money. But do they have a lot of friends? Do they treat people nicely? Do they tithe places and offer, you know, charity to some others or whatever it might be? And, you know, we're put here. This is my opinion. Let me forward that. We're put here, in my opinion, because we're not unique in our own place. We're here to help each other. We're here to help. And sometimes I need help and I put my hand forward and say, grab me. And sometimes I reach backward and say, come on, come up to me. And those are the things that we need to do. We need to put our hands out, whether it's to help get help or to give help. And then, you know what? You feel great. You help somebody and you say to yourself, oh my God, that person has hope today. I had a person call me the other day. I don't even know who she is. She's from North Carolina. And somehow she got my number. And I'm like, well, do you have a community of people in your area? I know, but I heard that you do a book club. I said, yeah, I do a book club. Can I be on it? Of course you can. She said, because I have no hope here. I'm despaired. I'm by myself. But I read. So hopefully she'll be on our book club on Monday. We'll see.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That is. That's great.
Yes.
Janie, it's Ada.
Yeah, honey.
Success for me is having a healthy, loving family.
Good.
Success also is having good friends and people that genuinely love me and I love them. Mm-hmm. Third, my success is being a blessing or paying it forward to other people. What I mean by that is, just last week, I was at my niece's house, who just passed away, and her sister-in-law was there, and she's losing her eyesight. She lives in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
She has very little sight now. And I'm telling her about a whole lot of things, and we're talking, and she says, I can't read my Bible anymore. I said, you can't. I said, well, you can get it on audio. She says, I can? I said, yeah. So I came home. I ordered her the Bible on audio. And when it came back 2 days later, I made sure she got the Bible. And she was so excited. Me, that's success. Being able to make somebody else happy. Being able to turn it over to somebody else. And not just think about myself. Because we're not in this world by ourselves. We're in here with other people. And we have to learn how to just pay it forward on some level and just show some love. That's success to me.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I feel that way too.
This is Sherry.
Yeah.
For me, I think success was because I had a divorce to begin with, and to work as much as I did and raise my daughter was a success for me. I'm so sorry. I love to make people happy. I like to paint, and I do Legos, and a lot of my stuff I give away just because I know people, the people that I do stuff for, I know what they like, and I'll look under Marketplace and stuff like that, and success there is also, you know, I want to make people happy. I like to speak to people that's coming out of the stores or in the stores to, you know, I like your hair, or I like your shirt, or because sometimes, you know, they're having rough days. And and then success now lately is just to, you know, be able to put one foot in the other in front of the other foot. And just, you know, I always say, you know, whatever comes up, you know, I just try to kick the rock out of the road. And so that success nowadays is kicking those rocks out of the road. So, you know, I could keep going on. And sometimes I get boulders and I have to pick them up and move them a little bit every day. But, to me, that is my success through the years.
Patty, go ahead.
Hi, Sherry, what state are you from?
South Carolina.
Okay, let me tell you something. You've had a success certainly today for me. I was telling my 13 and a half year old grandson about you yesterday, that you like to build with Legos. And I said, darn, I cannot think of her name. No. So now I can tell him that I know a woman named Sherry in South Carolina, and she loves to build with Lego. So thank you very much.
Yes.
You're welcome. I like to build ones. I've been only doing it for about 4 years, but I do buy the ones on Lego.com, but sometimes I think of things in my mind and then I research it, and then I study it and just build it myself. Like I built a 10-gallon aquarium. I built a mall.
Oh yeah, they have the mall one.
I build a lot of stuff that just stays, you know, it's kind of breaks up the monotony of it, because I've destroyed $400 of Legos by not having enough patience. So I have different ones I'm working on right now. It's like I'm working on a casino right now. But I'm having to do something else before I can finish up on the casino. So I just like to think about stuff. And
I think that's great. And you know, we did a family Lego one time. I don't know if you've ever watched Home Alone, but we watch that every Christmas. And the kids love it. And so my daughter bought the Home Alone kit from Legos. I'm like, well, that shouldn't be that hard. She goes, it's 67 bags. I went, what?
Oh my God.
Hundreds of dollars you spent on this? She said, yes. Well, you know, that was a big hit the whole week she was out here from California. The kids, the little ones were trying to do with it. You know, they work with their uncles, my son-in-laws and things like that. And we completed it and we put it in a nice, you know, cover. You can look through it so they can see it. But everything works, like the slide, the thing, the this, the paint, the thing. Oh my gosh, it's crazy. Some of those.
My biggest one is Harry Potter's Hogwarts Castle.
Ooh,
and it's over 6,000 pieces.
Wow.
And it took me a long time to build.
Wow.
I don't particularly care for Harry Potter, but my best friend that passed away loved Harry.
Oh.
And she wanted to buy it and let me put it together and bring it to her house.
Oh.
So I saved all my money till I got over $500 to get the castle. And then I had to get a display because of my cats.
Right.
I'd have had them hanging upside down by their toenails.
So we know Sherry's hobby. Who wants to share some of their hobbies? What are the things you like to do when you're not doing, quote, blindness things? You're doing something else. Anybody want to talk about that?
Yeah.
What are the things that you like to do? Who wants a turn?
Jill.
Who is it?
Jill.
Yeah, Jill. Go ahead.
Hey, oh, I love to quilt. That's my big thing. I like to do quilts.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So
that's cool. I love quilts. They're so pretty.
All the sewing talk today was good.
And, you know, Sherry, I was gonna, tell you. In addition to the one that you use, did you ever use the needles that have the opening on the top?
The self-threading ones. Is that the ones you're?
You press the thread straight down.
Yeah. Now sometimes, sometimes I've had those break on me a lot, but those are good. Yeah, you can use those as well. They're self-threading needle that, you lay the needle or the thread across it, and it pops it in the needle for you.
What I would do is put the needle in like a piece of soap so it wouldn't move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
And my hands are free, and then I just put the thing on it, and then I got, and then I got really lazy, and I bought self-adhesive cloth tape. So I folded up my pant leg and taped
it all around. Yep, I've done that too. Yep, I've done that too.
They make one that's called a hummingbird threader as well. So how it is, you know, how you put the wire loop through the needle. This thing is the same thing, except if you've ever seen a auto threading machine, like for the sewing machine.
Yeah.
So it has like two little bars that slide into the eye of the needle. So they're coming out facing you. Then you can just pop your thread in sideways like you would do on the top and then pull it through.
Okay.
One of my clients had found one of those. She's big into sewing, so we share that. And then one of my other favorite things I use is a magnetic seam guide to make sure my seams are I really like that.
Good. That's good.
And I use the AccuQuilt cutters to cut my pieces so they're accurate. I've made all kinds of I guess it was maybe 2 years ago now for convention, the Alabama affiliate raffled it off. And one of our guys, Larry Povinelli, won it. And it was, it had like Americana themed. And then it had Live the Life You Want. I had it cut out. And,
wow. And beautiful.
Put, neat.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eureka.
Yes. Go ahead, honey.
I love to read.
You love to read?
Yeah, I love to read. I read all kind of books and then me and another, because I have a conference call. So me and another friend of mine, we got together and we decided to start a book club.
Good.
And so now we have like five people.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have like nine, eight, something like that. But we still got a few people. But you know, we pick up. You know, 1 month we pick a book. We go by alphabetical order. We pick a book.
Mm-hmm.
That person pick a book. Then the next month we discuss it, and then another person that come in order, they pick the book and we discuss it. But we always have, you know, lively discussions and.
Good.
But I really truly love to read, and I'm so glad that you know the talking books and everything. So So, you know, that would allow us to read.
They're so available. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
What types of books do you like to read?
Well, I love my, we read Amish books, but I love, like, you know, Christian books, and I love romances, Regency.
Did you happen to read A Home for Hannah?
Not yet.
It's an Amish book also. It's Amish and English. It's an interesting story. I'm just finishing it up now. And
who wrote that?
I couldn't tell you offhand, but I'll get it for you at another time. I don't have my book player up here.
No, we're not.
Anyway. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. We have a book club in New Jersey. Stuart, you want to mute yourself? We have a book club in New Jersey. And
I am unmuted. Can you hear me?
You're unmuted.
Unmuted, yes.
Yeah, Deborah wanted us.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The same book club as Sharika, and we had a good book. It was my book called The Gift of Hope. And
yes.
I think I read a book, A Home for Hannah, a long time ago.
Yes.
And my other hobbies are besides reading are traveling. We just got back from New York Monday. I wish we'd stayed there because they didn't get snow like we have.
Oh.
And I love shopping.
Ooh, all right.
Shopping.
I love shopping. I can shop. And I do volunteer work at the Crisis Pregnancy Center. I love that. And I love my congregation, my Messianic congregation, and singing.
Good. Well, you can't beat singing. I sing all the time.
So I want to know if anyone likes to play spades card game.
I play Uno and Crazy Eights, but I've forgotten how to play spades.
No, spades is different. Spades I like spades.
I've forgotten how we used to use it. Oh, I
so
like.
What I want to know then, if you play, Shelley, you say you play spades?
No, I don't think it was Shelley. Who said they played spades?
I've forgotten how to do it. This is Deborah. I've forgotten.
There was somebody that said
Deborah, I've forgotten.
No, I know. We only want to talk to people who know how to do
okay.
it.
Okay.
We want to talk to you, but not about Nat spades. Judy wants to know who else plays spades.
Apparently not.
Gloria? Was it Glory?
No, I don't.
Anyway, I thought somebody said,
I used to play them. This is Jill.
The reason I want to know is, you know, we didn't talk about Quentin C. That's an app, I guess, that you can use your computer and sign up for it for free. And it's for blind people to play cards, and it's got all kinds of games in it. And my favorite one is spades. And I go in there and I play with other people from all over the world.
Oh, that's a hoot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like a gentleman's name and the letter C.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Well, she wants to know what the website is.
Oh, Quentin C. Quentin. And then I think it's the letter C, period. I don't think it's the word.
Thank you for sharing that.
We're talking about games later, right? At 4 o'clock.
So you can play Scrabble on it. You can play Blackjack. There's several games. And the thing is, if there's no one to play with, you can play with robots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a hoot.
The robots sometimes make mistakes, but
I have to tell this story. This is Jill.
Go ahead. Okay. I love your voice, Jill.
Well, I have a good card story.
Yes.
Back in the day, in 2003, there was a website called All in Play.
Yes.
Yes, that's where I met my husband, and we've been married 20 years. And
he came
from Liverpool, UK, to Alabama.
Wow.
You
won his heart, and he gave you a diamond. Oh, that was a good one.
So he was bad at cards, but he was good at love. There you go.
Yeah, that's so nice. Thank you for
and
sharing.
And she uses
that.
A spade to... to build her guard.
There you go.
And if he's
that
not nice,
nice.
You tell him to know. Very good.
Thank you.
I have a funny story.
Go ahead.
Um, We a group of us every year we go to this place called Burkeville in Virginia.
Yeah.
And it was this girl there, and a few of us was gonna play spades. And yes. a friend of mine had taught me like 2 years before, so I only played it like once. She wanted to know if I knew how to play spades because they wanted to play spades. So I said, well, not really. I was only taught one time, and she said, well, come on, be on my team. Okay. So then we lost, and she was mad at me. I told you I didn't know how to play. I said, did I got more books than you got? So what are you fussing about?
That's right. I wonder what her definition of success is, right? She lost a friend over a game that she told you didn't want to play. Oh, boy. Yes.
Janie.
Yes, yes. Honey.
You and Judy have been heading this whole group up all week long, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Andy's help. Shelly's help. And Janie and myself and Glenn.
Okay, well, what I wanted to say is another definition of success is having you two as our leading crew for this week.
Oh, your $5 check will be in the mail for Santa.
Yeah. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe. That's very thoughtful.
Hey, you bet. It's been a treat just listening to you.
Well, Judy and I are like Mo and Jeff or whatever, Mutt and Jeff or whatever it is. I don't know.
The only reason other people who've helped put this together have done just as much work as I have, but I spout off my mouth, so that's why you
think. No comment. Oh,
so no comment.
And then there's Sandy.
Sandy did a lot of work. Shelly did a lot of work. We all work. This National Senior Division does a lot of work, and mostly all good stuff. So
yeah, we love it because we want to help other people.
Sandy's listening. She's just lurking at the moment.
Listen and lurk thing.
You never know who's behind the scenes working.
That's right.
Pay no attention to that woman behind that curtain.
Does she always talk in the third person?
Never.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's all good.
I just wanted to say that I enjoy cooking. It's sort of a hobby. It's you know, it's it can be creative and not especially in when I get out the ambition to do it. I enjoy making bread. Does anybody else enjoy doing that? Because I think it can be, you know, it's a lot of fun. It's like creative, tastes good, you know, especially, you know, like yeast bread. I know.
So, Beth, do you use a bread machine or do you make it from scratch?
No, I make it from scratch. I enjoy being able to yeast to observe the yeast rising and kneading the bread is kind of hard work, but you know, smelling the bread rising and everything, it's just really like it. So I recommend to Amanda and anybody else who's, you know, you can talk about your own experiences, but I recommend it as a hobby.
That's good. Cool.
That is cool.
Well, I'm in favor of eating it myself.
This is Patrice.
Go ahead, honey.
Beth, I'm in here making bread now.
Oh, yeah, what kind of bread are you making?
I'm making banana nut wheat bread.
Oh, right. That sounds good.
Listen, can you make 34 loaves?
Yeah. I took the day off from exercising from the YMCA today.
Yes.
So I have some family coming, so I decided to make some bread. I made some cookies.
Wow. We'll be right over.
They're never going to leave.
Please tell me where you live at. I love it.
I was going to say, what state are you in?
South Carolina.
Oh,
shucks. Yeah. It's the state of confusion. That's what it is.
This is scary. I could probably eat a loaf a day. So I'll give you my address.
That's my reason for not baking, I guess.
Mine too, Jane.
Well, I don't bake because if I baked it, I would eat it. And I don't need the extra pounds. I got to keep my knee healthy. So
now, you guys, speaking of, I don't know what made me think this.
Yeah.
The pizza that we ordered, I don't know if any of you have seen the commercial that's running right now. I don't know how soon it's going to stop. It says it's limited time. Domino's is selling a pizza of any size that you want, and then you get to pick the crust you want. They have, you know, different ones. And then you get up to... Well, they don't say it this way on the commercial, unless it shows on the screen. It makes it sound like you can have all the toppings you want.
Mm-hmm.
You can have up to 5. And that's 9, no matter what size you get.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Between that and the cookies and the bread.
Good to go. We got a weekend coming up.
That's right.
Do some serious eating.
Yeah, I've actually made homemade pizzas, and there, okay, I tell you.
Here's a question. If you got to pick what topping, for the first topping that you would like on your pizza, what would it be? Who wants to turn?
Mushrooms and peppers.
Oh, she chose 2 things. That's not fair.
Only one. I'm sorry about that. I missed the question.
Come on, Beth.
Mushrooms.
Amen. Mushrooms.
Okay, 2 people for mushrooms. Who else?
Pepperoni.
This is Jennifer.
Jennifer, go ahead.
If I could pick a topping, it would be eggplant.
That sounds good.
They have that, really?
Oh yeah,
delicious. Yeah. Grilled eggplant on pizza. My gosh.
Oh my god.
And Jamie, you love grilled eggplant.
I do. That's one of my favorites. Yep.
You think Domino's sells eggplant?
I wouldn't
try
it myself, but
probably not.
What's this? Pizza's not just made by Domino's. There's other pizza places.
Well, I know that, but they're the ones that are letting you have any kind of topping you want, up to 5. So
there you go.
Beth, this is Shelley. I've got a question. Have you ever baked gluten-free stuff?
No, I haven't. I love wheat. I'd hate to have to give that up.
I know.
I like whole wheat, but boy, I'd hate to have to give that up.
I know. I've had to because of a gluten allergy.
Oh.
And bread is not, bakery stuff in general is not quite as fun as it used to be.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
I still get it anytime I can, but I make my own banana bread and stuff, so I can use gluten-free flour and stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you off
here?
That's good.
Deborah, I'm vegan. So I've made vegan and gluten-free banana bread and pumpkin bread and gluten-free brownies because I do something.
Oh, cool.
Not all gluten-free, but I do all vegan. And I have a lot of gluten-free.
Okay, very good.
Cool.
This is Cynthia and... if you do a well-fermented sourdough, sometimes people who are gluten intolerant can have that. And I will do that, and I'll use spelt flour instead of wheat flour.
Okay.
Nice.
Spelt flour,
yeah. Oh, sourdough, that's so good. I've made sourdough starter, and that's really good, really fun.
Good.
Oh, I wish I lived where you do, Beth. I'd be over.
I don't have any right now. My sourdough starter went sour on me, and so I had to throw it out.
It went so sour.
Yeah, you had to throw it out. Bread of heaven.
That's because you use black sugar instead of brown sugar. No.
All right.
Oh, I just kept it too long.
That's okay.
Yep, go ahead.
Okay, anybody, if you get lazy and don't want to make something and you're vegan and gluten-free and any allergen, there's a bakery in Gary, Indiana. You can find it on the internet. It's so awesome. It's called Organic Bread of Heaven. I like it. It is so good. They have sourdough. They have everything vegan and gluten-free.
Wow. That's cool.
Stuart got me a chocolate chip heart cake from there for my birthday. It was so good.
Oh, wow. When's your birthday, Deborah?
It was in December. I don't think she could hear you.
Oh. It was in December. But the cake was awesome.
So I guess you can ship it. There you go. Very good.
My birthday is in December too.
Okay, you want a belated present?
You're taking orders?
Andy, what day is your birthday?
I'm sorry, what?
What day is your birthday?
The 28th.
Oh.
Before yours. Mine's the 16th.
Oh, well.
We should get together and do something for our birthday. So be awesome.
There you go. If you abuse Stuart, he's not going to volunteer next year. So come on now.
Well, you said her birthday was in December. I just wanted to know that
Joe was on the call.
More than one birthday December or in December.
I was going to say Joe was on the call and thanked me and Judy, and we thanked everybody else that was doing this. And also, all of the Zoom hosts are volunteering. All of the presenters
have been amazing.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody.
Yep.
Well, thank you for coming, because otherwise, we all like each other.
We'd be just talking amongst ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. All right. Starting to come back in. I think it's 2:40. Let's see. We got time yet. We're good. Let me see. Got my computer here.
Oh, yeah.
To all the people.
2:35. We're good.
To all the people who like to bake. The other day when I was with my knitting group, one of the knitters had brought cookies for us. So she gave me two because she said she thought John would like them or would like one.
Did they make them home?
Oh, pardon me. Oh, they did. They made them.
Good girl.
And he said, oh, I'm glad you don't bake like this. These are wonderful. I won't bake because I figure I don't need it. And if I baked it, I'd have to eat it.
If somebody gave me two cookies, they wouldn't make it home. See, that's the thing. So I don't ever.
What kind of cookie was it?
What type of cookie?
It was a gluten-free. It had all kinds. It was had enough. Well, it was gluten-free, I think dairy-free. I don't know, but it was wonderful. It was a chocolate chip with some other things in it. It was great.
Where did they get it from, or did they make it?
She made it. She made it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, it's wonderful. Yum.
Close. 28 participants.
Joe here.
Yes, honey. Go ahead.
Not let go.
Another definition of success. Showing up for this group.
Oh. Thank you.
That was very nice. Thank you.
You guys must want something.
I know. Something's up. He wants to win that dwarf prize, I think. Joe, so what state are you in?
Joe's Arizona.
Arizona, okay, good.
Yeah, I'm in Arizona.
Very good.
Almost dead center.
Mm-hmm. It's a good thing you said center there, because I thought you were going to say almost dead. I'm like, what?
She would
say, so what?
Oh, my goodness. And Mary Jo, was her birthday yesterday.
Yes, it was. Oh. And this is crazy. And this is what happens when you go on when you're on Facebook. My choir director saw it, and she says, "I hope you're going to come to practice tonight." So I answered her back, and I said, "Yes, I am." So I came in. So she sang. They sang "Happy Birthday" to me again. Then they sang it again, and then they sang it three times.
Wow!
Three times. I you know, I didn't need that, but it was actually kind of fun.
Yeah.
Well, belated happy birthday, Mary Jo.
Oh, well, thank you.
It's only 32 now. No, I'm only kidding.
Yeah, right. Yeah, 32.
Times two plus six.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
And Mary Jo.
Yes.
It's always good to wish you happy birthday. You know, I hope you listen at all your messages, because I told you, You're loved. You're special. You have gotten to be a really good friend. And I have so much fun with you when we go to the convention because we just laugh.
Oh, we do.
Such a great time.
All we do is laugh. I know.
Oh, and we have, just, oh my God.
That gets us in trouble. We're always laughing. Jane, would you knock it off? I can't. Then the more they say it, the more I laugh. Oh my God.
Exactly. Exactly.
We do a thing on Friday night at our convention. It's called a sing down. Do you know, anybody know what that is?
No.
I mean, people in New Jersey know what it is. So you make teams, and without using, you know, your iPhones or anything else, the person in charge makes a word up, whatever the word is. Let's say it's love. Oh. And the teams have 2 minutes to come up with songs. And you go from team, let's say there's four teams. Team one goes and they sing, all you need is love. Yeah, that, da, 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 whatever it is. It has to have the love word in it. And even if you can't sing it, if you can say the words, that's fine too. Until there's one team left with that word and they get a point. And you play for X amount of points. And all we do is laugh our heads off. Because sometimes people try and like pretend that there's a song and they go like, love, L-O-V-E, love, L-O-V-E. I'm like, what kind of song is that? So we have more. One year, what was it, 21 Pilots or something? Some group? I forget.
Oh, yeah, something, yeah. And, 21 Pilots, yeah.
Yeah. She was like 28 years old. She goes, that's 21 Pilots. She did that like 6 times in a row. And the next time she sang, I'm like, if you tell me it's 21 Pilots, there's only 15 Pilots left. That is not a song. We were laughing our heads off. Oh, it was a lot of fun. Anyway, it's a fun thing to do. We do it now.
Isn't that like when you play Scrabble and someone tells you, yes, it's a word?
Yeah, kind of. But, you know, there's all different Scrabble ways to play, right? When you start, you can say, well, if it's not in the dictionary, or if Siri doesn't say it's true or whatever, you come up with a statement at the beginning, not while you're in it. So you can either qualify it or just, you know, if you're going cutthroat, if I'm going with my mother-in-law, I just let everything pass. That's good. To wannabe, that's a good word. Okay, I don't care. Using a sentence. To want to be a good friend to you. No, that's not a sentence. You know, stuff like that. Oh my gosh. Anyway. Okay.
Jane, you mean you don't have nothing to say?
Oh, I have tons of stuff to say, but I don't know. I always have something to say. Well, let's do drinks. What's your favorite drink? I don't mean alcoholic drinks. I just mean a drink.
Darn.
Darn.
Ada, mine is mango cranberry.
Ooh, that sounds good. Mango cranberry. Anybody else?
Yeah, mine is non-alcoholic wine.
That was Nancy, in case you...
That was Nancy.
I can't drink alcoholic wine anymore.
Uh-huh.
So, it's an expert.
Cynthia. Coffee.
Cynthia. Coffee?
Yep. I vote coffee.
Is that Stuart? Oh, that's Bob. Joe. Yes, oh. Joe.
Do you take I vote mocha coffee drinks.
I'll take a book.
There you go.
As long as they're vegan.
Oh.
Eureka?
Yes.
Well, since the holiday just passed, I love my cinnamon vanilla eggnog.
Wow, that sounds dangerous.
That sounds good.
That sounds dangerous. Have that with her cookies and banana bread and 100,000 calories later, you're like,
yum.
Yeah.
I'm changing mine. It's mango white iced tea.
Ooh, that sounds good. Do you make it yourself?
That sounds good.
Do you buy that or do you make that?
Yeah, but you have to, like, we found it in New York last summer, I believe. And now you have to, at least here, you have to order it on Amazon.
And it's in bottles in a company called Just Tea.
Oh, yes, I've seen that. Yes, that's cool. Good. How about you, Stuart? What's your favorite?
I said a cafe mocha.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That'll set you back at Starbucks, but that's okay.
Yep.
Cranberry is good with lots of things. I like cranberry pineapple.
Cranberry pineapple?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that sounds good.
This is Patrice. This is
Jennifer.
All right, we'll do Patrice and then Jennifer. Go ahead, Patrice.
Okay. I was going to say hunch punch.
Hunch punch? What's that?
That's like punch made with Kool-Aid.
some pineapple juice, some Sprite.
It sounds like a nice punch for a nice holiday in the summertime.
Right, right.
Very good.
My cousins always used to call it hunch punch because it made them hunch each other. You know, like punch each other.
Yeah. Good. Jen, how about you?
My newest favorite drink is a green smoothie. My niece's husband sent me a picture of it the day after New Year, and I said, where did he get this from? There is a Mediterranean store not far from me. This drink contains kale, spinach, blueberries, strawberries, pineapple juice, and I forgot what the other ingredient is. It's mixed with ice. So I ordered one, of course. I can't see the board to see what it is.
Right.
Just take a guess as to what the smoothie cost.
Probably $12.
Oh, it was cheap. $9.64.
Oh, that is cheap.
It is?
I guess. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess you can tell that I don't buy smoothies. My favorite drink used to be coffee, but now that I realized I could ingest kale and spinach and actually enjoy it, I thought I'd have this daily. Well, that's not going to happen.
I like that drink minus the kale and spinach. Blueberries, strawberries, pineapple.
Yeah, me too.
Make it.
You like coffee. Coffee for me.
That is a very good point. I have to find out what the proportions are because I do not eat kale and spinach. But
you can put, Jen, you can make it with almond milk. I'll give you a nice recipe. Jen, Ada and I do it. And we use almond milk.
I don't eat kale and spinach, so I found out that this was a way to eat kale and spinach and actually enjoy it with the fruit. But you know, I won't waste the group's time now, but I would certainly love to know about your almond milk smoothie, and it can be at a future time.
Tracy's here. Yeah. Measure the Vitamix.
Let me make Tracy a co-host. Give me a minute, folks. You can keep talking. Let me mute my audio.
Tracy, somebody.
Well, hello, this is Beth. I'm voting for coffee along with a lot of other people. That's my favorite drink. Any kind of coffee.
I like coffee ice cream.
That does sound good, yeah.
Get it from, well, the one I like the best actually is coffee java chip. So it's coffee ice cream with big pieces of chocolate in it.
Ooh.
Peanut butter ice cream is better though.
It's good, but it's not better.
No. I would go for the chocolate.
Deborah.
Oh, I think you're being caught.
No, there's another. I think
no, we have another Deborah.
Yeah. Okay.
But I thought she was asking for the floor.
This is Deborah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. I vote for coffee. And I was just thinking why you guys were talking about kale and all that.
Yeah.
I'm not into that either. And I thought, well, that's one time I'm really glad I'm blind because if I knew that's they were giving me something to look green like that, I'm going like I am not gonna drink anything that looks like that.
That's right.
There are advantages to being blind.
Now I like the green smoothies with all the vegetables in them. With the spinach and stuff like that. I've made them and they're really good.
Good on you.
Well, they also sell frozen fruit with spinach in it, and that I'll use because you can barely taste it. So I just throw it in with the blueberries and pineapples, and it comes in a bag at our local store. We have ShopRites up here in New Jersey, and they sell that, and it's pretty good.
Sorry, who said they made their smoothies with kale or spinach?
That's Shelly.
Shelly
is one of them, and I use almond milk. That's the only milk, since I was gluten-free, that's the only milk I use, and I get the unsweetened kind.
It's
decent.
Milk is 30 calories a cup.
That's right. Absolutely.
So, Shelly, almond milk, kale, and what else?
When you taste the smoothie with the kale and the spinach and everything, you can't even taste it.
You can't taste it.
You cannot taste it at all. And when you put the berries and everything in there, with the almond milk, it's awesome.
It is. Yeah, we had it this morning for breakfast.
You're right.
Okay, if you can't taste the kale, I'll go with it.
Give it a try. Listen, give it a try. We'll meet next year at the retreat. You can tell us if you liked it. No, I'm
yeah.
I just make them with whatever fruit I've got around.
That's right.
I do too. I put frozen fruit in there, blueberries and cherries and stuff.
Yeah, I like the frozen fruit.
I don't even measure it. I just throw stuff in there.
That's what I do. Throw it in. Uh-huh. I hit the top. I'm done. Put the lid on. Stir it. Mix it. Oop,
that's
done.
Right. Another thing you can add to it to keep it a little sweet is
Wait a minute, we have two people talking. Shelly's got the floor. Hold on, Shelly, go ahead.
Okay, one thing I do to keep it kind of sweet is I'll put like about a half a banana in it, and then a half of a container of something like vanilla. I use the Fit and Light yogurt, and it's the vanilla, and just a half of that. And throw that in there with whatever fruit, strawberries, blueberries, bananas, oranges, whatever, and a little bit of the like you say, the spinach and the kale, that kind of thing. And then you can make it, if you put a few ice cubes in there, then it's kind of frozen, a little bit frothy.
Yeah.
That's kind of a good way to drink it.
Pardon? So, Shelly, if you use the yogurt, do you use almond milk?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
And a little bit of almond milk, yeah.
So, Stuart, we have Tracy with us, too, and she's going to also assist with the hand raising and, you know, all of that stuff, too.
Okay.
Myself, so we got it covered.
This, Deborah, I put dates in mine to make it sweet. And I put
good idea.
Stuff, we have this fake stuff. It's like coffee. What is it, Stuart? It's some dandelion stuff.
Dandelion root or something.
Coffee, and I put cacao nibs in mine. It tastes like chocolate coffee.
Boy.
And of course, I don't do yogurt.
Joe with a smoothie recipe.
Go ahead.
Okay, go for it.
You got everything. You got success.
Okay, here we go. 3/4 cup of frozen mixed berries, and I put them in right out of the freezer.
Yep.
Yeah, so
the one. Half a cup of whole oats.
Oh, yeah.
Cooked with cranberries, coconut, and a teaspoon of honey.
Wow.
That's all pretty good. Together. Then a quarter cup, a really heaping quarter cup, of vanilla yogurt and 1 tablespoon of chia seeds, hemp hearts, coconut flour, and ground flax, and then fill it up the rest of the way with vanilla,
tea.
No, it's vanilla, soy milk. That's it. Filled up with vanilla, the rest of the way with vanilla soy milk. And then I just spin it for a minute in the smoothie maker. And that's my usual breakfast every day.
Can you please repeat the oatmeal? Because it wasn't just oatmeal.
Right. Okay. These are whole oats, or better known as steel cut, because that way you get the whole grain as opposed to rolled or instant or anything like that. But I put in a cup of whole oats, a handful of shredded coconut, a cup of cranberries, or craisins, however you get them, dried cranberries. And then a teaspoon of honey for sweetening. And I put that all in with 5 cups of water in the Instant Pot and cook it until I think it's done. And that could be anywhere from an hour to overnight.
Oh.
But it really fattens up the oats. It reminds me of eating rice. They're so big.
Oh, wow. I don't know. I couldn't do all this healthy stuff.
Oh man, why not?
This is Stuart. Just a piece of business. There is a phone number ending in 90779. We'd like to rename you so we know who you are. Could you say your name, please?
Gloria.
All right. Gloria.
Gloria Henry, yes.
Okay, Gloria, thank you.
Not a problem.
Did you say you have a smoothie maker?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a magic bullet.
What?
What's that?
Does anybody else have one? I thought I would have had to put all this in my blender.
You could do it in a blender.
You can do that. The magic bullet is just special for making smoothies.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Also use a ninja.
Yep, Ninja works.
Yep.
Ninja makes good products. Don't.
And they're pretty versatile.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of a ninja? Is there a ninja air fryer? Does anyone know?
I think Ninja makes a variety of products.
I know they do. They make air fryers. Because usually everything I've ever heard about them is accessible.
I do have we have a Ninja air fryer. It's actually a 5-in-1, so it grills. This is
right.
Okay.
Yeah. What's the other thing, Cynthia?
Without looking,
I think it can roast, bake, air crisp, and grill.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I've made cookies and rolls in it. We've grilled things in it, and it works really well as an air fryer.
Can you do the settings without looking?
No, not entirely.
Oh,
put some bump dots, but for the things you use the most, but no.
All right. Yeah, I could do that. I don't know if I want to get one or not, but I think
we have a Cuisinart air fryer toaster oven combination that is just dials, not buttons. So we put.
Love dials.
Yeah, well,
that's the one that Frank and I have.
That's the one Shelly and I were talking about the other day.
Yeah, it really works well.
Very good.
Okay, just one quick question. Can I find out who the person is who has the phone number ending in 9553?
Emery Harris.
Emery Harris? Okay. Yes.
Anne Marie.
Anne Marie Harris. Okay.
Yeah, two separate names, Anne and Marie. Just put Anne Marie, that's fine.
Hearing you say it, Janie, it sounds like Emery.
Oh, that's because I talk so fast. I'm in New Jersey. You know, we have to talk fast over here.
I know it. I hear you loud and clear.
I get more stuff done in an hour than some people get done in 3 days. I'm telling you that. My husband's like, what did you do this morning?
Yeah.
You guys, begin to settle down, please. We're getting ready now.
Uh-oh.
Mama Judy is talking. Hurry up, Judy. Go ahead.
We're not quite there yet, but I know how hard you are to settle down, you guys.
You're giving us the 2-minute warning, right?
I am. Or less. Echo, stop.
Thank you for spending your time with us today. We appreciate your participation. For more information, contact President Glenn Crosby at nfbseniors@gmail.com or call 443-681-9345. We look forward to connecting with you again soon.